Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Easton from Bonnie Lake is. Easton, are you there?
Yes.
And were you by any chance listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 where we gave out three of the correct answers to this game?
No, I was not.
Oh, the playing field is very even today, Steve.
That is fine. It sounds like Easton is a man of integrity.
Yes. All right. Well, Easton's ready, so you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Easton will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. How many dwarves does Snow White hang out with?
Seven.
Yes. Which planet is known as the jewel of the solar system?
Jupiter?
No.
Yes?
No.
Uranus?
No. How many mustaches are on Mount Rushmore?
One.
Yes. In the movie Airheads, who do the band members claim is God?
Pass.
What body joint includes the patella?
Your hip?
No.
Oh, your knee.
Yes. What McDonald's menu item from the 80s came in two containers?
The burger. It's like the burger. You fold it together.
Do you know the name of it, or do you want to pass?
I'll pass.
What is the largest river in the Pacific Northwest?
The Mississippi.
No.
Columbia.
Yes. In what decade was the chocolate chip cookie invented?
20?
No.
30?
Yes. Oh, you came in hot right there at the end there, Easton. You got 5 points.
Easton, also, how old are you?
14.
You asked him a question about the 80s when he wasn't even born, Taryn?
I don't even know if his parents were born then.
A lot of people call me an old school.
I love that, Easton.
How old's Easton?
14.
Oh, damn. What's up, Easton?
And he's going to mop the floor with you, Steve.
You think? 14.
Migs, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
How many dwarves does Snow White hang with?
Seven, but yes. One of them she doesn't really like. No.
Which planet is known as the jewel of the solar system?
That would be Uranus, Karen.
No.
The jewel of the solar system. Jupiter.
No.
Saturn.
Yes. How many mustaches are on Mount Rushmore?
One.
Yes. In the movie Airheads, who do the band members claim is God?
Oh, Lemmy.
Yes. What body joint includes the patella?
The knee.
Correct. What McDonald's menu item from the 80s came in two containers?
I wasn't born in the 80s either. I heard you guys say that. What, two containers?
Yeah.
A Big Mac?
No.
Chicken nuggets?
No.
The McRib.
No. What is the largest river in the Pacific Northwest?
The Columbia River.
Yes. In what decade was the chocolate chip cookie invented?
40s.
No.
30s.
Yes. The Firm was the first number one bestseller from what author?
John Grisham.
Yes. What Nordic country borders Sweden by only a bridge?
Tukwila.
No.
Norway.
No. Steve, you got 8 correct, and that is a victory.
Let's go.
8-5. Easton, next time, you will beat Migs.
Okay.
Learn a valuable lesson. You can't step up to your elders.
Oh, wow.
How many did he get right?
He got 5.
Actually, for a 14, that's pretty awesome.
I'm going to ask an Airheads question. That's probably a little out of his wheelhouse. Also, the McDonald's menu item from the 80s that came in 2 containers was the McDLT.
What the hell is the McDLT?
So they would put all the cold items in one, and then the hot stuff was in the other.
Yes.
Yeah, to keep the cold cold and the hot hot. And then the Nordic country that borders Sweden by only a bridge is Denmark.
Huh.
Are you looking at the McDLT?
Yeah, I'm just looking at a picture. That is so funny. I forgot that they used to do that.
It's kind of smart.
Yeah. That is so nuts.
Oh, you found a
commercial? Tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
Also, this is very weird because that's Jason Alexander from Seinfeld, George Costanza. A very young, wow, okay. Everyone has to start somewhere.
That was very impressive.
Yeah.
If you want to check out the latest threads in the Rock Shop, we have an I Beat Migs t-shirt available, which was designed by a friend of yours, Steve.
My buddy Chris Dahl, shout out to him. He's a great artist.
And he made you look like a character from Dog Man. You can get that t-shirt at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
We are counting down the days until the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing this Monday morning. There may be a couple of foursomes left, so you want to snag those right now at KISW.com. Plus, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park. We hope to see you there. The Oilers won Game 1 of the Stanley Cup versus the Florida Panthers. It was a score of 4-3, a very exciting finish.
If you missed the finish, here's how it sounded. So great.
I was
fired
electric.
Up. Yeah.
So then after the game, the NHL on TNT was chatting with Mattias Ekholm of the Oilers. He scored in the third to make it a 3-3 tie game.
Yeah, and he was coming back from an injury as well. So it was like, cool. I love those kind of human interest stories.
And then he was asked a question that definitely ended up showing Wayne Gretzky's age.
Yes.
And what it was pertaining to a song by Chapel Roan that's very popular right now, Pink Pony Club.
Pink Pony Club song playing in the locker room. Mattias, last question from Biz here. What's it like having that Pink Pony Club song playing in the locker room after W's now? I think that started during playoffs, so this is your first experience. What's that like?
It's catchy, isn't it? I think it's great. I haven't heard the song before, I'll be honest, but I think it's great. It's catchy and gets the mood going.
All right. Good to know.
Hey, listen, I was going to have one, but I can't follow that.
That's Wayne's ringtone. He changed it.
Yeah,
he's all in on the Oilers.
Who are the Pink Ponies?
We're going to...
Wayne Gretzky, I love it. He's just full grandpa mode. Who are the Pink Ponies?
We're going to explain that later.
Mattias, we have so many follow-up questions on this. We'll do it another time. Mattias, thanks so much for your time. Congrats.
Yeah, congrats.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
One of the fans had Dreisaitl's head superimposed on the Pink Pony Club. I don't know how the song came to be. It's kind of like Jobu, where it's at maybe...
Oh, is that right?
Kind of a secret inside the locker room. Yeah. I don't know how the whole thing sparked and began, but they seem to be rallying around it. And enjoying
but no one's giving details.
Nobody yet. That's why I was trying to ask a few questions about it.
Pink Pony, is that a...
Okay, so now here we go. Ready to go back to Wayne Gretzky?
Oh, yes.
This is so good.
About it. Pink Pony, is that a band or is that a song?
It's a woman. She sings a song, Pink Pony Club, and it's famous. It's on the radio. And,
Canadian? American?
I think it's an American girl, but all of a sudden it popped off.
She's a Canadian girl? I like her. She's a Canadian girl. Otherwise, I don't want to deal with this crap.
popped off. I believe she won a few Grammys, and now they're rocking it in the locker room. So I'm
Pink
curious.
Pony.
Pink Pony. It's, yeah. It's the new generation, hey, Wayne.
I gotta get that on my ringtone.
We're going to have Hank play the acoustic version.
Oh, my gosh.
She just seems so confused about the entire situation.
I mean, the song is a jam.
It is kind of funny to picture like a bunch of hockey players in the locker room just grooving to this song.
It becomes their entire identity for the Stanley Cup final.
Well, I love that one. Like, do you remember when the Seahawks, when I think it was during their Super Bowl run, and there was that one song that was like kind of like the anthem in the locker room at all times?
What was it?
I'm in love with the go-go.
Which was so funny because the interviewers, like the people would be interviewing the players, and that's playing in the background. It's just an ode to cocaine.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What a great look.
I just love Wayne Gretzky. The Pink Ponies, is that
where
the
are
band?
They?
Yeah.
Is she a Canadian gal? Eh?
That's such a Canadian thing. Like, I'll like it if it's Canadian. Otherwise, I don't want to deal with it.
Question for you, though. When you wrestle, do you walk out to the same song every time, or does it switch up from time to time? How does that work? Tell me more. Tell me about your jam.
Well, no, I have a custom song.
A custom song? Yeah, who wrote it?
Well, I've had two. So one was one was written by my buddy Young Fuego. And it was awesome. Like, he crushed it. And he had his other guy, Nate, that was rapping on it as well. That was cool. And then the new one, it was done by the robots.
Yes!
Yeah.
I mean, I would be tickled to have...
Oh, yeah, I used that Suno.com because I needed a new intro because I was changing the character a little bit, and my buddy Fuego didn't have time to put together. So eventually he's going to make me one. But I was like, until he does it, I need something new because it won't make sense for how I've shifted the character. So I needed a new song. So I went on Suno, and I had them make a song, and then I took apart all the parts and reassembled it. So I remixed it, but it... Basically, it was a robot AI song that I come out to.
You outsourced to the robots.
I did. I'm an evil person.
The Daily Mix Show.
There was a great chat happening on Reddit, once again, where a user was asking people that are over 30, what is a sound from your childhood that the younger generations will never hear? And as you can imagine, some of the answers were fantastic. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
This morning, Reddit is making us feel very nostalgic about some things because they had this posed question. What's a sound from your childhood that younger generations will never hear? And they're specifically asking this to people over 30.
Did Steven get the F out of bed before I pull you out of bed? Did sound there?
That was number one, actually.
Okay, that's my favorite sound when I was a kid.
Some of the answers were fantastic. Yes. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these answers, and we just, honestly, I was trying to think of someone who has a cool voice, so I went with Miley Cyrus.
Nice.
Robot Miley Cyrus will be reading these, but as an added twist, I tracked down the sound that they're talking about. So we can really walk down memory lane.
I'm excited.
Okay, are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
All right, sounds from back in the day that we miss because we don't hear them anymore.
A floppy disk being read, especially when you've got six more to go after this one finishes.
I remember floppy disks, but I did not remember a sound that it made.
I don't think I can. I don't think I could replicate it right now. Let's hear it.
That makes me think of the printer.
That remember does the, sound like a printer.
Remember the one like that?
Oh, yes.
What was that one called? Like a dot matrix or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad. All right.
The cassette rewinding faster and faster and faster until that final thump, and then a whine as it tries to keep rewinding and can't.
That's classic. Oh, that's so satisfying.
Do you remember getting so annoyed? You'd always have to try and find the song you want to listen to.
Oh.
Like back in the day, I felt like we were a little bit more invested in listening to full records because we had no choice.
That's absolutely correct.
It's so difficult to find the next song. All right, here's the next one.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Yeah, I don't think anyone that's like a millennial or younger remembers this.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Oh, those were the days.
Were they?
No.
The cha-chunk of a manual credit card machine thingy.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Back in the day, I don't know, Danny, do you remember that even? When you'd use a credit card back in the day, they'd actually just like almost make a copy of the credit card.
Oh, yeah, kind of. My grandpa used to have that.
For real?
For the he had a gas station, and whenever anyone would play with a credit card, they would do that or whatever it was.
Yeah, there it is.
The sound of someone slamming the phone when hanging up on them.
Okay, yeah. You know, when you fight with somebody now on the phone, it doesn't have the same impact of like just grabbing the receiver and just going
bam. Oh,
with the ring and everything. Ready for another one? These are sounds that people under the age of 30 probably have never experienced.
Never, ever.
It's the screeching dial-up internet sound. I can still hear it in my soul.
Oh, I think that's probably the most popular one. You knew something.
We're almost
about,
there.
Yeah, like, oh, soon enough will be able to happen.
We're going
to
go into our AOL chat rooms.
I just like, my daughter is in studio with us this morning, and the look on her face with all of these is like, what are you guys even talking
Lily,
about?
Lily, do you even know what dial-up is?
No.
See, there's back in the day, you couldn't just get on the internet like that. You had to actually dial up a number, and then that crazy sound would come on, and it would still take forever before you actually go online.
That's amazing for you guys.
You don't understand the struggle we went through. You should thank us for the luxury that you now have.
We walked so that you could run.
No, I don't know what you guys are talking about because I'm not old like you guys are.
Wow. Oh, we just got okayed, Grandpa.
I guess so. That's great. I see how you've been raising your child.
You got mail.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. See, Lily, back in the day, when you get an email, you'd get this alert that would go,
you've got mail.
You want to do another one?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Sit, Ubu, sit.
Oh, do you know that one?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Do you remember what it said after that?
No.
So this was a sound that they would play at the end of like a TV show, like the production company. I think it was like Cheers.
Yes.
Sit, Ubu, sit.
No. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
That's awesome.
Gosh.
And one more.
Opening a glass bottle of Snapple, that popping sound.
Oh, that's right. See, Lily, back in the day, some drinks would not come in a plastic bottle. They would come in a glass bottle.
It's true.
And then this would happen when you'd open the top.
Is Snapple still around?
I don't know.
Oh, Lily's
saying
says
yes.
Oh. Yeah, get with it, old man.
Do you remember the Snapple lady?
Yes. Wendy.
Whatever
was
happened
her name
to her?
Wendy?
I think so.
Oh, she died a tragic death.
By opening a bottle.
It popped out, hopped her in the eye. She couldn't see, and she just walked off of a cliff. It was really a sad day.
The Daily Mix Show
We're going to be at the Mariners game on Wednesday, June 18th, and we're taking on the Red Sox that afternoon. And we've got the hookup on discounted tickets for the game. Go to KISW.com. You can get yourself styled down with a pair or more. And since it's a day game, if you need to play hooky from work, we are more than happy to contact management at your work.
We'll vouch for you.
We will. KISW.com has the scoop. We know many folks are just waking up and getting moving with the day, and you're probably curious what is going on out there in the world, especially when it comes to pop culture. We're going to help out by telling you what's trending. What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go. Clara Adams is a high school track star. She won the 400 meter and then had her title stripped. And the reason why? This is KTLA reporting on it.
Clara Adams says she was banned from the podium at a potentially history-making race for her victory celebration. Video shows her dad handed her a fire extinguisher. She proceeded to spray her shoes, recreating an iconic moment from 2004 when the track champion Maurice Greene did the same thing.
Well, first of all, before we get the rest of the audio, I don't remember this iconic moment. Do you?
I don't, but I looked it up and watched it. It is pretty cool.
But Adams says state officials immediately stripped her of her win and banned her from competing in the 200-meter race, which she was a favorite to win.
I mean, I get saying, hey, don't do that, but stripping and banning seems a little excessive.
And I don't know if you saw exactly how it happened. This is not like when someone runs into the end zone and does a touchdown dance right there. She went away from all of the competitors and did it on the sidelines.
I heard she waited till all the other competitors were gone so she wasn't being that disrespectful to the other competitors.
Other crazy plot twist, though, her dad is her sprinting coach, and he's the one that handed her the fire extinguisher.
God, poor parenting.
That's what's to blame.
Yeah.
So she says that she feels robbed and they're trying to see about her getting her title reinstated. And even the person that did that in 2004 at the Olympics said, hey, you know what? I think that she deserves the title back.
How do you feel about that? Like, do you think, like, you know, you hear these stories, even sometimes you have that argument with, like, you know, end zone celebrations. Like, are you for people being what could be perceived as being disrespectful to the others? Or is it just like, hey, they're just having fun and just... they're just blowing off some, like, you know, some steam in a sense and just having a good time.
At the end of the day, you should be able to celebrate your accomplishment, I think, however you want, you know? I don't know. I think it's a little overreaching to strip someone of their title for something like that.
Also, you, after every time we have a decent show, you grab a fire extinguisher and you spray it at the microphone. You're like, my mouth is on fire.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Let's talk about this doctor. Her name is Fran Heydenek. I don't know her, but apparently she's popular on TikTok. And the crazy thing is, she makes more money from her videos on TikTok than she actually does as a doctor.
Oh, boy.
Here she is talking about it.
Say goodbye to copays and hello to clicks. Introducing the TikTok doc.
From three signs.
Okay, it was just a silly bit that somebody created. It's not actually her, but sorry about that. Long story short, though, she makes $300,000 as a doctor, and she's making more money doing TikTok videos.
That's insanity.
Right?
I don't know how it works with TikTok, but are you like an independent contractor where you have to pay back like 33% of what you're earning?
Oh, I can't imagine what it's like to be taxed on those kind of things. Ooh. I mean, I'd like to have that problem.
For sure.
Where I'm making like, you know, $300,000 off of TikTok videos, and then you're going to tax the crap out of it?
Fine. I'll deal with it. No problem.
How do we get to become Instagram or TikTok famous?
Well, Lily's here. Danny's daughter. Coach us.
Is she in the room right now?
No.
Oh, good. She'll probably shame us for being old.
There is a very famous cast photo from The Outsiders. Remember that movie?
Yes.
Patrick Swayze.
Classic film.
Standing on bricks so that he looks taller than everyone else in the cast. And he was 5'10 in real life, which I don't think is short by any means. But
That's kind of tall in Hollywood.
I think so, yeah. Rob Lowe was a guest with Rich Eisen, and he was kind of giving away the secrets of this so that Patrick Swayze was going to look taller than Tom Cruise, Matt Dillon, Ralph Macchio, and Emilia Estevez. This is some of the audio from that chat.
There's another sort of group shot of us that became the group shot. We're standing in an alley, and if you look at it really closely, Swayze's standing on a platform of bricks that he's built for himself.
No way.
So he can...
Yeah, be taller. It's the famous black and white photo of all of us standing in the alley. And I always, like, whenever, you know, if I'm walking out and people go, hey, will you sign this? And it's that photo, I always circle the bricks.
Oh, bitter much, right? Jeez. But also, you're taking a picture with, I mean, Tom Cruise is notoriously known for being short.
He's
I don't know.
5'4"?
He's definitely shorter than 5'10".
Yeah.
Did you ever see the picture of, or an interview that a baseball player did? It was, the player was shorter, and the person reporting and asking the question, she was way taller than him. And there's, I don't know if you could look it up on Google and you could see it, but it's one of the funniest pictures I think I've ever seen, because I just always laugh at it. He has a bucket that's upside down, and he's standing on the bucket as the reporter is interviewing him. And somebody got a picture of that. So, like, on video, they look like they were the same height.
Oh, my gosh.
But then when you see the picture, it's obvious this guy's got, like, a short person syndrome.
Well, maybe they wanted the, you know, the video footage to be very symmetrical,
That's fair.
They wanted to be able to zoom in. I don't know. That's embarrassing, though.
It is funny sometimes when you see, like, a taller reporter and you can tell, like, they've either been briefed or they just feel like they should kind of lower themselves and they get that wide stance. And it's just like, oh, man, that's pretty harsh. Have you heard about this large elephant?
That was hungry.
Yes. I mean, all elephants are hungry, but apparently it walked into a shop in Thailand and then started taking some of the snacks. Here's a news report about what happened.
An elephant caused a commotion in a grocery store in Thailand when he strolled in from a nearby national park and brazenly helped himself to some snacks.
What kind of snacks do you think the elephant took?
Well, peanuts, obviously.
Yeah.
That's a very honey roasted?
Duh.
Or wasabi flavored? Danny, what do you think? Peanuts?
I was going with peanuts.
Okay, let's see.
The shopkeeper could do little but yell as the elephant devoured 9 bags of sweet rice crackers, a sandwich, and some bananas.
No peanuts!
I'm disappointed.
Have we been lied to all this time?
I'm disappointed that there were no peanuts consumed.
It identifies as a monkey.
Oh, apparently so. Okay, well, we're not here to shame him.
The elephant had been known to enter people's homes in search of food, but this was the first time he'd gone into a store. After about 10 minutes, hastily summoned rangers managed to shoo him safely out of the shop.
I'm sorry. If I came back to my house and there's a freaking elephant inside there, I'd be like, A, how did we get doors that big? And B, we need to move.
If there was an elephant at my house, I would be like, how quickly can Brad build a tall fence? And this is my new pet.
I was about to say, how quickly can I convince Brad that we can keep this elephant? I've got bananas.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve today? I would sure like it, especially considering the record of 185 wins, 61 losses, and 43 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we are going to play Beat Migs at 850.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.